Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 33:18.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 33:18. But the Lord watches over those who fear Him, those who rely on His unfailing love. My youngest daughter has two children ages 7 months and 2 years. They're busy kids, so babysitting requires my undivided attention. When I'm outside with a two-year-old, I'm constantly watching to make sure she stays in the yard or on the sidewalk as opposed to running into the street. She enjoys helping in the kitchen, so I'm careful that she doesn't touch the hot stove or grab a sharp knife. The baby pulls himself across the floor to grab and chew on anything that piques his interest. The other day I found him reaching for an electrical cord in a plug-in. My grandkids go about their play, not really conscious that Grandma's watchful care over them saves them from all sorts of trouble and pain. I shudder to think about what could happen if I looked away too long or closed my eyes and accidentally dozed off. I suspect that we, God's children, are much like these precious little people. We get up in the morning and go about our business, often unaware that His watchful care over us is saving us from all sorts of trouble and pain. Let's take a closer look at today's Bible verse and its context to see what it says about this. Psalm 33 is a song of praise to God. The author, who some suspect was David, acknowledges the Lord's faithfulness, goodness, unfailing love, sovereignty, and power as creator of the universe. Then in verses 13 and 14, he says that this amazing, awe-inspiring God looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. From his throne, he observes all who live on earth. Now that would cover mankind in its entirety. People from every nation, race, and culture, old and young, rich and poor, able-bodied and differently abled, those who love him and those who don't. When we reach today's verse, we note that it begins with the word, but. And it reads, but the Lord watches over those who fear him. When we put all these verses together, it's like the author is saying, this amazing God we're singing about, he sees everyone on the earth, but he pays special attention to some. He doesn't just see them, he watches over them. The name Lord in today's verse is spelled in capital letters. This refers to Yahweh, the self-existent one, the one who always was, is, and shall be. God introduced himself using this name for the first time in Exodus 3 when he spoke with Moses at the burning bush. I am who I am, he said, revealing his fullness and completeness to humanity. Imagine, the great I Am, the same God who equipped Moses to lead the Israelites from Egypt, who parted the Red Sea so several million people could cross on dry land, who provided his people with water and food and clothing that didn't wear out for 40 years. This is the same God who watches over his people today. But there's a caveat. Who receives this watchful care? It's not just anyone. It's reserved for those who fear the Lord. In this context, fear doesn't mean we're afraid of him. It means we hold him in high esteem because of who he is. He's our friend, yes, but he's not a buddy-buddy God. He's holy in every way. He's just and wise. He's our Savior, our Victor, our conquering King. We fear him when we give him the honor that he alone deserves. God's watchful care is reserved for those who rely on his unfailing love to save them. The writer contrasts these people with those who depend on the strength of warriors and war horses and the best equipped armies for salvation. We can phrase this whole thing another way. God watches those who don't depend on human abilities like being a good person and doing good deeds to save them from the penalty sin deserves. Those things can't help us. The only thing that saves us is placing our faith in God's unfailing love expressed through Jesus' death on the cross for our sake. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life, says John 3:16. God adopts us into his family when we place our faith in Jesus for salvation. We become one of his children and the focus of his watchful care. This doesn't mean we'll never experience pain, but it does mean he never leaves us or falls asleep on the job. When something painful happens, he's there to carry and comfort us. The psalmist got it right when he wrote this song of thanksgiving. So today, let's thank the Lord for watching over us. May I pray for you? Lord, we thank you today for promising to watch over those who fear you and rely on your unfailing love. Guard our hearts that we might give you the honor and reverence you deserve. And help us grow in our understanding of the depth of your love for us. We rest in your care as our good, good Father. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.